HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV, and KANV HD1 Allsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org. Or if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Another sunny and hot summer day ahead of us with afternoon highs near 92. Right now it's partly cloudy and 73 degrees. The time is 6 o'clock.
Good morning. How are voters? Attorney General, who received help from the Missouri Supreme Court in pausing Dunn's release. Dunn's legal team says they'll continue fighting and that the Supreme Court order does not reflect justice. For NPR News, I'm Lucretia Wembley in St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson in for Jay Schaefer. This morning, it's 6:04. Some school districts across Kansas are getting an influx of new students as part of a statewide open enrollment law. Suzanne Perez has more.
The new law lets students enroll in any public school district as long as there's space. Numbers are still coming in, but several suburban districts say they've accepted anywhere from dozens to hundreds of new students. Olathe Superintendent Brent Yeager says his district accepted 72 out-of-district students, but he doesn't know how many Olathe students may leave.
The only way we will know for sure if a family of ours is going to another district is when they enroll in the other district and we get a records request from that district.
Districts with declining enrollments, including Wichita, say they'll accept non-resident students past the June 30th application deadline. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A congressional panel in Washington is calling out what it says is a toxic culture at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence. Many members of Congress have been raising questions and concerns about Haskell, which has faced criticism in recent years. The school has had six leaders in the last 8 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports that a bipartisan hearing was held this week to discuss problems at the school. The examination was initiated after a recent federal report detailed a university culture plagued by mismanagement and severely lacking in process and procedures. The Bureau of Indian Education oversees Haskell, and it was criticized by the panel for failing to hold university personnel accountable. A new law went into effect this month in Kansas to regulate the sale of homes using so-called contracts for deed. They're also known as rent-to-own contracts. They offer a pathway to home ownership that avoids traditional lenders, but some lawmakers say they can also expose potential buyers to exploitation. The new law gives buyers more rights, including at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. Republican State Representative Nick Hoheisel requested the bill for introduction during the legislative session.
These transactions do have a purpose. But individuals that enter into these agreements do deserve some type of even basic protection.
The law also permits buyers or sellers to record the contracts at the County Register of Deeds to increase transparency. Well, if you find yourself flying over Lawrence and you look down, you might just see a half-acre crop portrait of the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Sam Zeff explains.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd from Lawrence says he started working on the Harris portrait about 2 weeks ago. He says he just had a feeling about what was going to happen.
I'm a political junkie, you know, so I follow this stuff moment by moment. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall.
The piece is near the Candace River in North Lawrence and made of native prairie, compost, and sand. Hurd says the landowner doesn't want to give an exact location because he's nervous about people showing up. The piece will be completed after Harris names a running mate. I'm Sam Zeff.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-6.
It's This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Find us online, too, anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a joint meeting of Congress yesterday. He defended his country's war in Gaza. We'll have more on Netanyahu's speech and how it was received on Capitol Hill. That's coming up in just about 15 minutes. Also ahead in this next half hour, international students at Wichita State University are bringing their favorite sport to that campus.
Cricket is more than religion for all of us, you know. So growing up, that is what we did, playing cricket.
Cricket. The university's cricket club worked with the university to build a field for the sport last spring. We'll have more on that coming up at 6:45 this morning as Morning Edition continues here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
You can stick with us throughout the morning. Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then just after the 9 o'clock news, Cordelia Brown will bring us a classical music party. Today we've got a buoyant cello concerto from Luigi Boccherini, Debussy's Suite Trio for piano, violin, and cello, and much more. That starts at 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is...
Hey, don't miss All Things Considered. You can hear it this afternoon. And every weekday afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. Let's have a look at our weather forecast for today. Looks like another sunny day with afternoon highs near 92. Just a slight chance, about a 20% chance. For a passing shower this afternoon. Right now we have fair skies and 72 degrees. The time is 6:30.
From Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. Becky Mader with Derby School says she's still crunching the numbers, but that school district south of Wichita will probably get more than 200 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has space. Seats were available only at certain schools and certain grade levels. Police in Wichita have arrested a suspect in connection with an officer-involved shooting in Ottawa County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says Wichita officers arrested 46-year-old Artemis Thor Peck of Minneapolis, Kansas, last night for firing multiple gunshots in a park in that town. The man was shot during the incident by responding Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. He was arrested after being released from Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. Peek was arrested on an Ottawa County warrant for attempted capital murder and attempted second-degree murder. He was transported to the Mitchell County Jail. The investigation continues. Contracts for Deed offer a low-barrier pathway to home ownership. A new law regulating these types of sales in Kansas went into effect this month. Celia Hack has details.
Contracts for deed are deals where a homebuyer makes monthly payments directly to a seller instead of to a bank or traditional lender. But lawmakers say such contracts can exploit buyers. The new law, passed in April, gives buyers more rights. Tara Roach is with Pew Charitable Trusts, a national organization which recently studied the risks of contracts for deed. Roach commended the Kansas law, especially a section focused on transparency that allows buyers or sellers to record the contracts with the county.
Calling for the ability to record these is absolutely a step in the right direction, and it will help us learn a bit more about the market.
The law also guarantees buyers at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The score was 8-6. The Royals lost 2-1 game in a three-game series. They take a day off today, and then they welcome the Chicago Cubs to Kauffman Stadium starting tomorrow for a weekend series. Partly cloudy, 73 degrees right now at 635. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Some sports news ahead. Basketball broadcast deals. We'll hear more about that coming up in just about 8 minutes. The NBA and WNBA have secured rights deals that will bring in $76 billion over the next decade, ushering in a new era of streaming. We'll hear more about that. Also, just ahead, international students at Wichita State University are bringing their favorite sport to campus, cricket.
Cricket is more than religion for all of us, you know. So growing up, that is what we did, playing cricket.
The university's cricket club worked with the university to build a cricket field there in May. We'll hear more about that story. It's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. A sunny and hot day ahead. Afternoon highs near 92. Right now it's partly cloudy and 73 at 644.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Some people in Southern California have deployed a tool to prevent wildfires. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians have a reservation in the San Bernardino Mountains. It has a lot of dry brush and grass, so their fire department is deploying 400 goats. The tribe gave them a feast of fruit before sending them to the hillsides to graze.
Tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. From Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 6:45. Wichita State University unveiled its own cricket field near campus in May. International students were at the forefront of the effort. KMUW's Noor Longhi reports that for some international students, cricket is not just a sport, it's a connection to home.
In 90-degree heat, a group of students wait in anticipation as the bowler gets ready to pitch. The crack of a ball against a bat triggers a strong reaction.
That story was reported by Noor Longhi for public radio station KMUW in Wichita. It came to us through the Kansas News Service, and you can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. The NBA and the WNBA have secured media rights deals that will bring in more than $75 billion over the next decade. We'll hear more about that coming up next. 10 minutes before 7, just after the top of the hour, we've got the latest news from around Kansas and the region. Also ahead in this next half hour, Vice President Harris has expressed great empathy for the Palestinian victims of the war in Gaza.
What we are seeing every day in Gaza is devastating. We have seen reports of families eating leaves or animal feed.
We'll hear more on how Harris views that conflict as she prepares to meet with Israel's prime minister. That's coming up in just about 20 minutes. Morning Edition continues here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Fair sky, 73 degrees right now. It'll be sunny today, and we'll see a high near 92. It's 6:51. And I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Jay Schaefer, on Morning Edition on this Thursday morning, here at Kansas Public Radio, where we're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, and you can find us online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Your options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. More info on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 7 o'clock.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:04. Some school districts across Kansas are getting an influx of new students as part of a statewide open enrollment law. Suzanne Perez brings us details.
The new law lets students enroll in any public school district as long as there's space. Numbers are still coming in, but several suburban districts say they've accepted anywhere from dozens to hundreds of new students. Olathe Superintendent Brent Yeager says his district accepted 72 out-of-district students, but he doesn't know how many Olathe students may leave.
The only way we will know for sure if a family of ours is going to another district is when they enroll in the other district and we get a records request from that district.
Districts with declining enrollments, including Wichita, say they'll accept non-resident students past the June 30th application deadline. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A new law went into effect this month in Kansas to regulate the sale of homes using contracts for deed. They're also known as rent-to-own contracts, and they offer a pathway to home ownership that avoids traditional lenders. But lawmakers say they can also expose potential buyers to exploitation. The new law gives buyers more rights, including at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. Republican State Representative Nick Hoheisel of Wichita requested the bill for introduction during the legislative session.
These transactions do have a purpose, but individuals that enter into these agreements do deserve some type of even basic protection.
The law also permits buyers or sellers to record the contracts at the County Register of Deeds to increase transparency. Kansas Election Director Brian Caskey is joining election officials from across the country and expressing concerns over the Postal Service's ability to handle an expected crush of mail-in ballots ahead of the November election. KSNT-TV reports election officials around the nation say they have concerns over the possibility of ballots not being delivered in time to be counted. An audit at the USPS Kansas City Distribution Center found problems with delivery, and now the Postal Service Inspector General has also launched an audit into operations at that facility. The audit indicates that most of the issues stem from employee shortages. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says if it's possible, it's always better to deliver your ballot directly to your county election official. In sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The score was 8-6. The Royals lost two and won one game in that series to the D-backs. They take a day off today, and then they welcome the Chicago Cubs to Kauffman Stadium tomorrow to begin a weekend series. A sunny day ahead of us and hot, too, once again. Hot summer day, 92 degrees. Slight chance for a shower to cool us off in the afternoon, about a 20% rain chance in the afternoon after 1. And then tonight, mostly clear, lows near 72. Looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny tomorrow. Once again, highs near 92. Partly cloudy and 73 degrees at 7 after 7.
It's Morning Edition from in. This is NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. A couple more political stories just ahead with a spot on the Democratic ticket open now. We'll have some analysis of just how important the vice presidential pick is to a campaign. That's just ahead. And then we'll hear from several reporters around the country about how voters in swing states, such as Pennsylvania and Michigan, are thinking about the first woman of color to run at the top of a ticket. Those stories coming up in the next 15 minutes. Also ahead this half hour, international students at Wichita State University are bringing their favorite sport to that campus.
Cricket is more than religion for all of us, you know. So growing up, that is what we did, playing cricket.
The university's cricket club worked with the university to build a cricket field in May, and we've got more on that story coming your way at 7:45 this morning, just about 20 minutes from now.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
This week's Classics Live has four string players from the Kansas City Symphony making up a classic quartet. Join us this evening for a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th string quartet, plus some tunes by Puccini, Scott Joplin, and more. It's this evening at 7 o'clock on Classics Live here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home project.
Tune in this afternoon at 3 o'clock for NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and hot once again on this summer day, with afternoon highs reaching about 92 degrees. Slight chance for a shower this afternoon. Right now it's partly cloudy and 73 degrees. The time is 7:30.
The future. The other focused on the past.
The vice president was speaking in Indianapolis. Wall Street futures are mostly lower ahead of the open. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:31. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. Becky Mader with the Derby School District says she's still crunching the numbers, but the district just south of Wichita expects to get more than 200 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has space. Seats were available at only certain schools and at certain grade levels. A 15-year-old charged in connection with a deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory rally in February will not be charged as an adult. The Jackson County Family Court made that decision yesterday. KSHB-TV reports that the teenager had been charged with unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action, both felonies. But earlier this month, he admitted to the weapons charge, and prosecutors agreed to dismiss the other charge. Instead of being tried as an adult, the teen's case will continue to be heard in family court. His next appearance set for later this morning. Last month, a judge ruled that another teenager, a 16-year-old charged in connection with the shooting, will also not be tried as an adult. A third teen is also facing charges related to gun possession and resisting arrest. The shooting killed 43-year-old Lisa Lopez Galvan of Kansas City and injured more than 20 other people. Contracts for deed offer a low-barrier pathway to homeownership. Now, a new law regulating these types of sales in Kansas has gone into effect. Celia Hack has more on that story.
Contracts for deed are deals where a homebuyer makes monthly payments directly to a seller instead of to a bank or traditional lender. But lawmakers say such contracts can exploit buyers. The new law, passed in April, gives buyers more rights. Tara Roach is with Pew Charitable Trusts, a national organization which recently studied the risks of contracts for deed. Roach commended the Kansas law, especially a section focused on transparency sellers to record the contracts with the county.
Calling for the ability to record these is absolutely a step in the right direction, and it will help us learn a bit more about the market.
The law also guarantees buyers at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Sunny and 73 degrees right now. It'll be sunny throughout the day with afternoon highs about 90 to 92 degrees. And then tonight, mostly clear, lows dropping back to around 72. It's 7:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.9 in Atchison and online too. Anytime you can find us at kansaspublicradio.org. The Federal Trade Commission has launched an investigation into something is being called surveillance pricing. It's when companies charge you a different price than your neighbor for the same product or service based on data that they collected about you. We'll hear more about that and bring you all the morning's business news. The Marketplace Morning Report is ahead in 8 minutes. Coming up next, though, international students at Wichita State University are bringing their favorite sport to campus. Cricket.
Cricket is more than religion for all of us, you know. So growing up, that is what we did, playing cricket.
The university's cricket club worked with the university to build the field. Back in the spring, we'll have more on that story. It's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Sports fans love their memorabilia, a special jersey, shoes worn in a game. But how about a locker? That's right, the locker. The late basketball star Kobe Bryant used at Lakers home games is up for auction. The winning bidder also gets a scrapbook and a poster from Bryant's last game as a Laker. Better start saving up, though. Experts say the whole lot could go for $1 million, but it's for a good cause. Proceeds will go to the Lakers Youth Foundation. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 7:45. Wichita State University unveiled its own cricket field near campus back in May. International students were at the forefront of the effort. KMUW's Noor Longhi reports that for some international students, cricket is not just a sport, it's a connection to home.
In 90-degree heat, a group of students wait in anticipation as the bowler gets ready to pitch. The crack of a ball against a bat triggers a strong reaction. They're playing a sport unfamiliar to most Americans, cricket. For 30 years, the Wichita State University Cricket Club has been a place for international students to find...
As a person, as a human being.
That story was reported by Noor Longhi for public radio station KMUW in Wichita. It came to us via the Kansas News Service. You can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and coming up just after the top of the hour, we'll have the latest news headlines from around our region. Also ahead, just after 8 o'clock, President Biden addressed the nation last night for the first time since ending his re-election campaign.
I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation.
We'll hear more about the president's Oval Office speech last night. That's coming up at about 10 minutes after 8 on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and hot once again on this summer day with afternoon highs near 92 degrees. Fair skies, 73 degrees now. It's 7:51. The Marketplace Morning Report is next.
Stocks hit the skids, a reminder that sometimes happens.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Amazon Business.
From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. And online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot on this 25th of July. We're expecting afternoon highs in the low 90s. Right now it's sunny and 73 degrees. The time is 8 o'clock.
Evacuated. For NPR News, I'm Joni Auden-Land in Portland.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Kansas Election Director Brian Caskey is joining election officials from across the country in expressing concerns over the Postal Service's ability to handle an expected crunch of mail-in ballots ahead of the November election. KSNT-TV reports that election officials around the nation say they have concerns over the possibility of ballots not being delivered on time to be counted. An audit of the USPS Kansas City Distribution Center found problems with delivery, and now the Postal Service Inspector General has also launched an investigation into operations at the Kansas City facility. The audit indicates that most of the issues stem from employee shortages. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says, if possible, it's always better to deliver your ballot directly to your county election office. Some school districts across Kansas are getting an influx of new students as part of a new statewide open enrollment law. Suzanne Perez has more.
The new law lets students enroll in any public school district as long as there's space. Numbers are still coming in, but several suburban districts say they've accepted anywhere from dozens to hundreds of new students. Olathe Superintendent Brent Yeager says his district accepted 72 out-of-district students, but he doesn't know how many Olathe students may leave.
The only way we will know for sure if a family of ours is going to another district is when they enroll in the other district and we get a records request from that district.
Districts with declining enrollments say they'll accept non-resident students past the June 30th application deadline. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A congressional panel in Washington is calling out what it says is a toxic culture at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence. Members of Congress have been raising concerns about Haskell in recent years. The school has had 6 leaders in 8 years. Lawrence Journal World reports that a bipartisan hearing was held this week to discuss problems at Haskell after a recent federal report detailed a university culture plagued by mismanagement and severely lacking in process and procedures. The Bureau of Indian Education oversees Haskell, and it was criticized by the panel for failing to hold university personnel accountable. Well, if you find yourself flying over Lawrence and you look down, you might just see a half-acre crop portrait of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Sam Zeff explains.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd from Lawrence says he started working on the Harris portrait about 2 weeks ago. He says he just had a feeling about what was going to happen.
I'm a political junkie, you know, so I follow the stuff moment by moment. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall.
The piece is near the Candace River in North Lawrence and made of native prairie, compost, and sand. Hurd says the landowner doesn't want to give an exact location because he's nervous about people showing up. The piece will be completed after Harris names a running mate. I'm Sam Zeff.
In sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-6. The Royals lost 2-1, one game in the series with the Snakes. They take a day off today and welcome Chicago Cubs to Kansas City tomorrow.
It's Morning Edition from NPR. This is NPR News.
And this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Coming up next, we hear about a new book, The Rent Collectors. It's by Jesse Katz, and it tells the story of 2 botched gang murders and the immigrants stuck between the police and the gangs that run their downtrodden L.A. neighborhood. We'll hear more about that new book that's coming out. That's coming up next. Also, ahead in this next half hour, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a joint meeting of Congress yesterday, and he defended his country's war in Gaza.
Our enemies are your enemies. Our fight is your fight, and our victory will be your victory.
We'll hear more about Netanyahu's speech and how it was received on Capitol Hill. That's coming up in just about 15 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, announcing its 7 concert season featuring international opera singers, traditional Thai instruments, and Dvorak Symphony from the New World. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
It's 20 minutes after 8, coming up just after Morning Edition at 9 o'clock. Cordelia Brown will bring us some classical music. Today's classical music party will feature a buoyant Boccherini cello concerto, plus Claude Debussy's Suite Trio scored for piano, violin, and cello, and Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. Classical music with Cordelia Brown gets underway right after Morning Edition, starting at 9 o'clock. Here on Kansas Public Radio, it's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personal...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock, every weekday afternoon. From 3 to 7, join your host, Laura Larson, here at Kansas Public Radio for NPR's All Things Considered. It's sunny and 73 degrees right now. We're headed for a high this afternoon around 92. Sunny skies throughout the day, but a slight chance for showers late this afternoon.
Live from NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson and for Jay Schaefer this morning. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as many families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. Becky Mader with Derby School District says she's still crunching the numbers, but the district south of Wichita will likely get more than 230 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has space. Seats were available only at certain schools and certain grade levels. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office has filed charges against a man who was accused of killing a woman in a domestic violence incident. District Attorney Mike Kage officially charged 32-year-old Demetrius Gadsden with second-degree murder and other charges. KSNT-TV reports that Topeka police investigated an aggravated battery incident last Friday, July 19th, and found 38-year-old Dedra Simmons suffering from life-threatening injuries. She later died at a local hospital. Gadsden's bond is set for $750,000. He's expected to appear in court next on September 12th. This incident was Topeka's 10th homicide of the year. Contracts for deed offer a low barrier pathway to home ownership. Now a new law regulating these types of sales in Kansas has gone into effect. Celia Hack brings us the details.
Contracts for deed are deals where a homebuyer makes monthly payments directly to a seller instead of to a bank or traditional lender. But lawmakers say such contracts can exploit buyers. The new law, passed in April, gives buyers more rights. Tara Roach is with Pew Charitable Trusts, a national organization which recently studied the risks of contracts for deed. Roach commended the Kansas law, especially a section focused on transparency that allows buyers or sellers to record the contracts with the county.
Calling for the ability to record these is absolutely a step in the right direction, and it will help us learn a bit more about the market.
The law also guarantees buyers at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The score was 8-6. Royals take a day off today, and then the Chicago Cubs will be at Kauffman Stadium starting tomorrow for a weekend series. Sunny today, highs near 92 degrees, slight chance for showers this afternoon. Sunny and 73 degrees now. It's 8:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
And from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Tourists at Yellowstone National Park were shocked when a hydrothermal eruption happened right before their eyes. The explosion pushed hot water and rocks about 200 feet into the air. We'll hear more about that eruption at Yellowstone. That's coming up. And then the NBA and WNBA have now secured media rights deals that will bring in about $76 billion over the next decade, ushering in a new era of streaming for broadcast of baseball, or basketball rather. We'll hear more about that coming up in 8 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
My name is Tony Cabot, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
Good morning,
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes at the Paris Summer Olympics, an athlete from Massachusetts could do something no other American has ever done before, win a gold medal in the sport of fencing. We'll hear more about that coming up in 5 minutes. And then just after 9 o'clock, we'll get the latest news headlines from NPR in Washington. Then Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music between 9 and noon. At noon, Jeff Watson takes over and brings us some music from Marcangelo Corelli for strings. In the noon hour, we also have a suite all about a favorite vacation spot for Camille Saint-Saëns, the Suite Algérienne. Classical music throughout the day. It's underway just after 9 o'clock on KPR 1. Meanwhile, on KPR 2, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour. Today, an international perspective on President Biden's decision to step down ahead of the November election. Also, the BBC brings us the latest on a major oil spill off Manila in the Philippines and a view on modern warfare using drones from BBC's reporter on the front line in Ukraine. It's the BBC News Hour coming up at 9 on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com.
Sunny and 75 right now. It'll be sunny this afternoon with highs near 92 degrees. It's 8:51.
It's Olympics. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Tom Parkinson. I'll be filling in for Jay Schaefer for a few days. Jay's taking a couple days off. Nice to be here with you once again. Here on Kansas Public Radio, we're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Find us online anytime, anywhere, kansaspublicradio.org, or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
It's 9 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll catch up on the latest news headlines from NPR in Washington, and then Cordelia Brown brings us a classical music party for our morning with a buoyant cello concerto from Luigi Boccherini, Debussy's Suite Trio, scored for piano, violin, and cello, and Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, and much more. Great classical music coming your way just after the news, just ahead here on KPR. Sunny today, afternoon highs around 92 degrees, a slight chance for a shower sometime this afternoon, and then tonight mostly clear with lows back to around 72. Sunny and 75 degrees now. It's 9 o'clock.
Live from NPR News.